Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. Oh, the way that God loves me. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
God loves me.
The way that God loves
me. But I bathed in the mire, submerged myself in the decay of the world, making bad decisions over and over again, drenching my pillow with tears again, thinking the void could be filled by a man who blackened my eyes, demolished my pride, as he daily belittled my self-esteem. With each raise of his hand, I had to muffle a scream. But I don't have to stay here, trapped in my pain here. My Redeemer conquered death, hell, and the grave. Yahweh lives, so my soul can be saved.
The way that God loves me, yeah, the way that God loves me, the way that God loves me, why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
On the rise from the dark clouds that were weighing me down, shake off the chains that were keeping me bound. I can use my broken pieces to encourage someone else, speak life to a situation, release my brother, my sister from a state of depression. Cause you don't have to stay here, trapped in your pain here. Jehovah lives. You too can be saved.
Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. The way that God loves me.
Hello, hello, and good morning to each and every one of you. I should say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to you wherever you are listening to this, our Sunday morning inspiration in this world. Whatever corner you're in, whatever part, hello, hello. Thank you so much for being here with us. I am your host, C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the Mediator and Shiro, right here at our Ground Zero. Make no mistake that when you hear me say our Ground Zero, that means that we are on solid ground. We have nowhere to go but up. These shows are about strengthening that solid ground. So don't think that we stay here at Ground Zero. This helps us to plant our feet firmly where they need to be so that we can prepare to propel ourselves to greater heights. As always, before we get into our show, I want you to get in your positions, your favorite positions, lying back or seated. We're going to start with our breathing exercises. And for those of you who are new, coming into our call query and who will be listening to our replays, thank you so much for being here. So let me give you a quick overview of how our show flows. We usually start with my welcome, and then we will prepare for our breathing exercises before we go into our session for today. And at some point during the session, I usually get silent. It is not because, well, hopefully it won't be because of any technical difficulties. It will be because that is the time that I give you to digest and reflect upon what has been discussed up to that point. So, we're about to get started. Again, welcome to all of our new listeners. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you return and bring friends or share our programs with your friends or those you know who need to hear the words that we will be sharing. So, lie back, sit back, eyes closed. Let's start our breathing exercises. Let's inhale. It's really cold outside today and windy, so that cool, crisp air, oh, it was just beautiful this morning. Exhale. We are expelling all of that warm, negative air and energy that we have been housing inside of our minds, bodies, and spirits, and our very souls for far too long. We need to let it out and let it go. So let's inhale the new, positively charged air. And exhale. Inhale. And exhale. Let's do it together one more time before you go into your own personal rhythms. Let's inhale. Now exhale. All right, I want you to continue your breathing exercises while we start our program today. This may very well be an extended program, so you're going to get a little extra time here because we are into our Attitudes and Altitude series. So you see, this is all about getting ready for the new year. It's time to make that change that you have been longing for and talking about and planning for and preparing for. Well, now is that time. If you want to be happy, you have to make that change. If you want respect, you have to demand it. So join me each week for an upfront and very open conversation about personal change. It's the last quarter of the year. Get ready to meet the new you. He or she has been waiting for you for a very long time. Ready, set, let's grow. This week's session is all about being hooked. Our sessions are inspired by pieces from my latest book, Silent Noise Lip Service. I wanted to figure out how we could keep moving for the next couple of months until the end of the year. And naturally, by divine messaging and timing, I said, you know what, you wrote this book, and over the years I've been reading a piece here, a piece there, and all of here, but I've never really sat down and just kept it going. And all of a sudden, it's come together, and it seems like the pieces are falling into place as they should. So today is all about being hooked. So I will read the piece from my book, Silent Noise Lip Service, called Hooked, because we need to let go of some of the bad habits and things that we have been carrying around for a long time. But before we get started, I want to give a special shout out to all of my sisters who have served and are serving in our military, who listen to us over on the Armed Forces Radio Network. I want to let you and our fellow brothers know how appreciated, respected, and honored you are by all of us here at the Sunday Morning Inspiration and all of the programs that are under the Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio Network. We want to let you know that you are loved and we are praying for you daily. So today, it's time to get started. Continue your breathing. For those of you who are just jumping on, welcome. Get into your seated or your comfortable position, lying back in your bed or wherever you're going to be. Allow my voice to guide you through our session today. This is all about attitudes and altitudes, and our piece for the day is called Hooked. We're going to be talking about how we get hooked. So, going to get started here. I say so a lot. I just noticed that. I didn't really notice it, but somehow it just seems to flow. But I'm going to work on not saying that as much because it's starting to become annoying even to me. So let's get going. So as I said earlier, our piece is titled Hooked. Now, let me set this up for you for a moment. Because so many of us at this time of year, we get depressed. We realize that we're alone and we see all of our friends and everyone and all the people are together and they're happy and they're going out to functions and enjoying each other's company. And we're alone and we're at home and nobody loves us. Nobody wants us. Blah, 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 blah. I'm single too. So this is why I'm going to talk to you in a very real manner and way. Because we need to learn how to make ourselves happy for ourselves. Once we learn how to be happy and content where we are with ourselves, we will be more appreciative of the time that we spend with others. We will also know how to be just as appreciative when we find ourselves in that singular place where we will be celebrating the holidays alone without being lonely. So that's what this series is all about, helping us to break some of the bad routines that we've gotten into, the social stigmas about singularity, being single, all of these things we're working on, learning how to love ourselves just the way we are at this very moment without going out looking for things to fill a void that may lead us down a dark hole that we cannot climb out of. So therefore, that's what this series, the Attitude and Altitude series is about. Each week, we'll have several shows, and we're going to walk through this journey right until January 1st of 2017. So as I said, today is all about being hooked. Let me set this up for you. So, there's a gentleman who is in a restaurant, and he's on the prowl. We'll just call him the fisherman. He's throwing out the bait to see who will grab it. Who can he hook? Who can he have to satisfy his desires this very night? The piece starts something like this. Oh, baby, I'm just here sitting watching you dance. You ain't much to look at. Just a few more drinks. I won't even care about that. Now your body is banging. It looks like something I want to plant my fang in. All I have to do is throw out the bait. Soon I'll have this fish on my plate. Come on, baby, dance with me. I'll make you feel like the queen that you be. I promise to make you feel good. I'll make love to you right. All you have to do is pay for a room tonight. I promise to fill your soul and make your body holler with delight. Come on, baby, you know you want to. Let's make tonight about me and you. Oh, it's getting late, and I enjoyed this and all. I gotta get going after I make this call. I hope you realize this was just a one-night stand. I never had any intentions of becoming your man. You must be delirious if you thought this was the beginning of something serious. You say you've never felt this way, so tell me, would you like me to stay? There's no need to plead. You can have more of my seed. I can give you exactly what you need. You can have it in every way. All you have to do is pay. This is where a lot of us end up. In these situations, we have convinced ourselves that we need that warm body and our cold beds to complete us. We have convinced ourselves that we are not beautiful unless somebody is groping up on us, touching us, whispering in our ear, grinding all on us, taking us home and lying next to us and disrespecting us, and then they want to get up and leave. I'm going to keep it real with you all, because so many of this has spread like a plague. Ladies, we need to learn how to love and respect ourselves for ourselves. At no time in history has this type of association been a prelude to a bunch of relationships. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes this works for some people, but that is called, and I have said this many times, that's called an anomaly. I could keep going with this. This Hooked is part of a three-part trilogy. The second part, which you will hear this Tuesday at 7 p.m. on the Focus Females Global Chat Cafe, is called Addicted. Because you see, once he reels her in, he has her right where he wants her. And remember, what was the last line? All she has to do is pay. So suddenly she finds herself addicted. Now, he already said that he had no intentions of being on the one and one. But he gave her something that she was craving. You see, a lot of times people know when we are hungry for whatever it is. Right now we're talking about relationships and self-respect and all of that self-esteem, but we can go several routes with this. But people know when you're thirsty and they know when you are hungry. And they will test those waters to see just how far you are willing to go to have that extra mouth to feed, that extra body in your bed. Don't believe me? How about this week's inspirations? 1 Corinthians 15:33. Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. Let me say that again. 1 Corinthians 15:33. Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. And our second inspiration for this week comes from Galatians 1:10. For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I was still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. Galatians 1:10. For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I was still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. Let me tell you all something about this. Now, I've done many of shows where I said, I love online dating. I enjoy it. I love going on my date capades. It's good to find someone that I would not have come across otherwise. We have a great meal, great dinner. We have a good time. Guess what? Handshake, maybe a hug, or maybe a kiss on the cheek or something like that. But no, you know, lip locks and all. No. I don't know that person like that. But he goes his way, I go mine. Now, so many people might think she's, you know, always says, let me tell you something. Back in my heyday, if we clicked, we clicked. I believe I've shared this story before. Many years ago, one of my friends was over, and she was curious about it. So I let her play around and do some research and look at some of the people on one of the dating sites that I was on. Well, as it turns out, she had clicked on a guy's profile. And looked at him, and she said, oh, I don't like him, blah, 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 blah. I said, what's wrong with him? I said, he looks pretty good to me. Well, I went on about my business, but the next day, one of the people, the same guy that we had been conversing about, well, he wrote back. And I had to tell him, I said, you know, I have to be honest. It really wasn't me. I had a friend over, and she was curious about this, but being as though you wrote back, hello, and blah, 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 blah. So we conversed for a while, and we both agreed we don't like to play around with texting back and forth. So we moved to the phone rather quickly. And about, I guess, by the weekend, we had decided, let's meet. And we had met down near the airport. And as it turns out, we clicked so well, we just stayed together the entire weekend. We had a ball the entire weekend. We went out. We had dinner. We had lunch together. We went exploring. We got to know one another. It was a really great weekend. We left as the best of friends, but it was a great weekend. But we figured out that we were two people that had very, very, very busy lifestyles. The chances of us having time to have that type of a weekend again may never happen for the next couple of years, and it didn't. But I'm saying this to say sometimes you really do meet the right people, and that comes down to being honest with yourself. If you want to go that route, make sure that you are putting up who you are now, not who you were when you were in high school 26 years ago. If that's the route that you want to take, because guess what? If someone loves you or is attracted to you for who you are now, you may very well have a wonderful evening. But remember this, respect yourself. I need you to understand this. Respect yourself. So many of my male friends, they say that they meet a lot of women and they can quote the Bible forwards and backwards and they talk about what they will not do and blah, blah, blah. And they meet them for dinner and be somewhere in between saying hello and ordering the appetizer. They're ready to decide what's going to happen next. Are we going to spend the night, blah, blah, blah. Ladies, let me tell you something. Don't do this. Each one of our shows has a different spice to it. This, the Sunday Morning Inspiration, we try to bring in. It's inspirational. We do have verses from the Bible and things like that to use as a comparison and a contrast to our topics of discussion. The Focus Females Global Chat Cafe is more of a group effort there. And we talk about our lives, what's going on. You know, all of us have been through something. A lot of us have come down these roads that many of you are crossing or will be crossing before the end of the year. And we are here to let you know that you're not alone. We've come through these roads. We are the people who have paved the way, because a lot of times if you all listen to our other shows, Marisol calls in quite a bit. And one thing that she had said, and then we had spoken after the Saturday morning motivation show yesterday, and she said, you know, she has been following me on social media for years before we had ever gotten to the point where I actually had spoken to her one-on-one. I just knew that this person would be responding to my posts and things that I did, and somehow we had come together and we started talking one-on-one. I tend to do that, especially when a lot of my followers stick out and they're always conversing and responding to things. At some point, I reach out and I try to talk to them one-on-one. I never remember how we met or got to that point. I just know that that's where we are. So, with Marisol, she had said one thing, and she said, you know, for the longest time I was thinking, who is this woman, and why is she telling all of her business, and why is she doing this? I could never do this, do this, do this. Well, yesterday I had told her on air that she has grown by leaps and bounds now to be able to share her story with such transparency and openness. Oh, my goodness. I'm like, wow, okay. I become the student. I sit back and I listen to her tell her story. Yes, the ends are all the same. We ended up divorced and by ourselves and broken and starting over, but our means are very different. And that's what makes all of this work. Some of you need to hear Marisol's story. You don't need to hear C. Maria's story. You need to hear hers. Yes, I am the moderator and the host and the mediator and all of that. And I might be the person who ties everything together nicely. But some of you need to know, hey, because you can listen to me tell my stories all day and say, well, that's not like mine. And then you might hear the Marisols or the Shaunas of the world. And next thing you know, you're like, that's my life. You are talking my life. I remember months ago, Jill had called in for the very first time, and she had just joined in for the very first time and clicked on the button to listen to the show. And she was talking to Sean, and she said, oh, my gosh. She said, I had to call in because you were speaking my life. Those were her words. And you see, Shauna's story was Jill's story. Marisol and I, we have a lot of commonalities within our stories of experiences, but the means, as I said, were very different. My story is still very different from the other ladies' stories. So again, that's why we do this. I need you to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that you are not alone in this. When I do my speaking engagements, I tell the men especially, you're not the man that hurt me. Ladies, we need to understand this. Sometimes we are sabotaging our own happiness because we want to make every single man out here pay for the mistakes of the one or two or three or whomever in our lifetime who has hurt us. So we need to let that go. We need to understand that each person, give that person a chance, just like they're giving you a chance. Because without us being selfish, have we considered that maybe they're coming out of something bad as well? And they're giving us the same chance that they're hoping that we will give to them. Stop being selfish. Stop it. It's not about just us in this world, any kind of way. Even when we are putting ourselves first and we are into our healing process, the bottom line is that we're getting better so that we can go out here again and become that beacon of light to someone else, whether it be through a relationship, whether it be through mentorship, teaching, inspiration, motivation, whatever it is. We are on this earth to help one another, to grow with one another. I'm to that point in my life where I know that I'm not going to accept anything in my life, period. I don't care who it is. There are some people out here who don't know what to say out of their mouths. Somehow they've convinced themselves that they are so far up the food chain that they can disrespect me and others. No, I will cut you off at the knees and leave you there to crawl all the way home. I am not at that place anymore where I'm still allowing any and everything into my life. I can't do that. I had to break that chain. I had to break my stinking thinking, as they call it. The way that I was brought up, in a house of no love, where I was invisible, where I had a mother who mistreated me every chance she got, and then she portrayed herself as a saint in public and got other people to believe the lies that she was telling because she hated me as much as she hated herself. But instead of her facing her own demons with a person that she saw in the mirror, she transferred all of her sins onto me. And to this day, she's still just as sneaky and conniving as she's been since the day that I took my first breath into this world. I had to learn how to break that cycle. I had to learn how to stop accepting crap from everyone. I had to learn how to find my voice. I had to learn how to know that I was worth more. You've heard me say this before. Each of us is a precious gem on this planet. A diamond is still a diamond, no matter its shape, size, color, cut, clarity. It's still a diamond. Consider yourselves diamonds. I have black diamonds. I have flawless diamonds. I have canary diamonds, which are the yellow diamonds. I have cocoa diamonds. I have chocolate diamonds. That's different from a cocoa diamond. Yeah, okay. What else do I have? Well, I have all types of diamonds, but I also have sapphires and, the only thing that I don't think that I have is a ruby. I'm not really fond of rubies, but other than that, I love my jewelry. I love the sparkle. I love the shine. And therein lies what I'm trying to tell you. Never let anyone diminish your shine. You know, today was all about my piece called Hooked. And as I was going through my book, even though we're doing this as the trilogy in order, because I want to get the trilogy out the way, you know, when I was talking about allowing any and everything into your world, into your home, into your bed, my next piece is called My House in VA. That's on the page after Hooked. So some of you can put that together. Some of you may not, but trust me, at some point, we're going to get down to that piece as well. And, of course, if you want to read all of the pieces so you know exactly what I'm talking about, Silent Noise Lip Service is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, most of your major book sites. So feel free to get yourself a copy if you'd like to so that you can follow along when I am doing these sessions. So each week on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Saturdays, we will be moving along until the end of the year. We'll do a piece for every session, and we'll have commentary with it, and sometimes we will, of course, include discussion. But I have to tell you all a secret. I enjoy my one-on-one time with you because I feel as though I'm sitting here talking to each and every one of you individually by ourselves. And I want to thank you so much for sending us all of your wonderful messages. And as you can see, I always incorporate answers to your questions or responses to your comments into our programs. And I try to let you know when you can expect to hear that. So I hope that you are listening or you'll listen to the replay and get the answer to your questions or comments that you are seeking. One thing that I never do is put anyone on the spot. I don't like to do that. But I want you to know that, hey, I'm here, I'm listening, and I'm with you. I get it. I understand. Taking this road together. But again, I have to say this again. The holidays are among us now, but you do not have to fall into that place of despair and depression and feel alone. You know what? Do you have my number, 202-618-2556? If you can't talk on the phone, send me a text. You want my email, letsgrow@cmariawall.com. You want to send me something through the website. You want to listen to some of my programs, both television and radio. visit my website, cmariawall.com, or go over to the Focus Females Global website, focusfemalesglobal.com. They have contact forms there on all of our websites. There are contact forms there. Send us a message, and I promise you, someone will get back to you. We get a lot of messages, so when they are overburdened, I do jump in as well when I have time, because you all know that I'm in law school now, so my time is really not my own for the next couple of years. But it's coming down the wire, and before I know it, hopefully, Lord willing, I will make it through, and I will be able to move on. So let me say this to you. Love yourself enough to know that you will be okay. I need you to, what's your favorite dish? I need you to go out, call your local restaurant, order one or two plates if you want to. Keep one for later. Warming up, eat your food, enjoy your time, put on your favorite music, get those candles, get that bubble bath, turn on that smooth jazz, do whatever you need to do to enjoy your time. Get a hobby. So many of us, we are so dependent on others. We sit around waiting for them to come in and make us happy, to make us complete, to tell us what we need to do to survive, tell us when to breathe, tell us when to stand up, tell us when to sit down. We can do all of this on our own. Guess what? You were born complete. I was looking on social media earlier this morning, and there was a young man. He had no arms, but he could paint a picture. He could draw a portrait with his feet. I can't do that. Heck, I can't even do that too well with both of my arms and my hands. He is a true blue artist. So don't, even if you believe that a limb doesn't make you whole, how you live your life makes you complete. Let me say that again. A limb does not make you whole. How you live your life makes you complete. You are complete. You do not need someone to come in and complete you. It's not like they're going to get stuck to your side and make you whole. It doesn't work that way. God gave you everything you need to be, everything who He expects you to be on this planet. Everything else is extra. Everything else is the icing on the cake. Actually, you're the icing on the cake too. Anything else is like the sprinkles and all of the little added fluff that you can put on there and, you know, make it look really pretty. So just remember something. You are so important. You are so precious. You are so beautiful. Gentlemen, you are so handsome. Yeah, you are. Anyway. I had to give them some shout outs. I'm sorry, ladies, but you know, no harm, but give me a great guy, and oh wow. I love brains, and you know, a guy who can put on that suit and head up the boardroom and then come home and get out in the garden with me and be my best friend, and we can do just laugh and have a good time. And there are guys out there like that, if that's what you're looking for. If you're looking for people who are dry and dead, there are guys out there like that too. I'm not knocking anybody's taste in anything. But give me a guy who's on point. We can go out there. We can play tennis. If I say let's go and walk the track, we can do that. But in the meantime, I know that I'm striving to get back on my feet still and get a good job again, a good job that I enjoy and love, that's giving me the proper compensation. I know that I have to finish school. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I'm over 100 years old, but I'm still doing my thing. Because I still have breath in my body, and I'm still going to enjoy it with or without someone at my side. Because I'm telling you like this, if he's on point and he's still working towards everything that he wants, and I'm on point and I'm still working towards everything I want, we will make a great match. That's me. We will make time to come together when we need to. Trust me, that's how it works. That's a special person on a special mission. We have to be compatible in that respect. Because when we start to compromise too much, that's when we start to tell ourselves the little lies. Well, it'll be okay. Well, it's fine. Well, it's this. No, it's not fine. That's why I say you need to learn how to love and respect yourself. You need to learn how to live for yourself. You need to set goals for yourself. You need to make your dreams reality for yourself. Yes, some of us, we need to find resources to help and all of that. But the bottom line is simple. It's all about loving, respecting, and taking care of you, and you individually. Ladies and gentlemen, I need you to understand this. If I'm available, sometimes I'll do a holiday show. People call in and they request their favorite music, and sometimes I'll play different songs and all this and that. It's really cool. Or it's end of year. If you're by yourself, call in. Get on the line with us. Let's laugh. Let's have a good time. We can cry if you want to. Sometimes we do that too. But I need you to understand that this is what attitude and altitude is all about. It's time for us to change this funky way of thinking that we have been doing for far too long. It's time for us to realize that it is okay to be single. It's not a crime. It's not a sin. Every single time I see certain people who don't want to listen to what I'm saying and they want to do the head rocks and the lip smacks and all of this, tell me what they know and blah, blah, blah. When it doesn't work out, guess what? I'm sorry to hear that, but I go right into my home and say, thank you, Lord. I'm not letting anything into my world. Been there, done that. I know what it's like to wake up and find out that the person who claimed to love you in public hates you in private. I know what it's like. I know what it's like when they don't want the strong woman. They want the woman who is the dope on the rope, who will sit there and be the puppet on the string. Oh, yeah, I've heard all of that, gotten it. I had two men in my life tell me that I was too darn perfect. So one point blank said he went for second best. The other said, hell, he went down this couple notches just to make sure. He did, I think he said third best. For a second, I felt sorry for the women who they had chosen, with full knowledge that, wow, he thinks that you're not the number one draft pick. You're somewhere down the line. But in the same breath, I was very offended by the fact that because I'm what a woman should be, you don't want that. That frightens you. But in the same breath, I also said, well, thank you, because you let me know that you're not the man for me anyway. Oh, yeah, ladies, I'm going to keep it real with you. Been there, done that. And, you know, some people may look at me and think that I'm no prize, and others think that I'm one of the most beautiful and best things that they've ever seen on the face of the planet for a host of reasons. And there's someone out there that's waiting to say the same thing about you. Stop accepting less. Don't put your matching crown on a clown. Don't do it. Not for a day, not for a night, not for a weekend, nothing. If he has nothing to offer you, oh, by the way, let's backtrack a little bit. When I spent the weekend with my friend that I had met, took care of everything. He took care of everything, period. We had a ball. He had a high-profile job, so he was always on call. And fortunately, I possess some of the higher-end qualifications that, you know, the men in black wouldn't come in and you know, say, what are you doing with this person, blah, 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 because he was up there where everything had to be just so. So, again, not someone who would date most people, but we were great together. That was our weekend, and then we had a ball, and then we went back to our lives. We stayed in touch for a while. Every now and then I may hear from him, and I've had several relationships like that, and so many people probably said, well, that's not what I want. Now, okay, but I'm telling you about my life. Again, stop comparing what I'm doing. I'm happy doing what I'm doing. You need to find your happiness in doing what you do. And if you keep moving from man to man to man, or woman to woman to woman, or whatever it is, and you are still unhappy, that means that there's something about you that you need to change. That's what I'm saying to you. I'm sharing bits and pieces of my life, the parts that I enjoy, the parts that I like to do. I'm on a mission. My child is 32 years old. He has two children of his own and a wife. My stepdaughter is 32 years old. She has a husband and two girls of her own. So I have four grandbabies. Four grandbabies, two girls, two boys. They have their own families. They live out of state, one in North Carolina, one in Georgia. Why should I be alone? Why should I sit here? Because the pickings are really slim in this area in Maryland. I don't know where the good men are in Maryland, but if you all know of any, please send them my way. But again, if I even stay in Maryland, I don't even know if I will, but I had to finish what I started. I wanted to finish school. Now I'm working on my doctorate. I had to grow my nonprofit, so I'm working in that. It's weeding season for me. I'm listening to people sing who the real players are and who the real players are not, and who the people that think that they're real players are. And I'm starting to distance myself from the mess. I don't do messy. I don't do unprofessional. I don't do it. Been there, done that in my younger years when I was still in that, oh, well, it'll get better. I have to accept this mode. All of that crap that was put into my head that I was brainwashed through from a child up to when I finally found my breakthrough. If you're not here to help, if we're not going to new altitudes, I don't need an anchor on my ankles. I don't need an anchor on my ankles. Time for you to let those anchors go. That's what these shows are all about. We are moving forward. We are moving onward. We are moving upward. We have no time to have anchors hanging at our ankles. Try saying that a couple times, anchors at ankles. So let's keep moving. I want you to keep rising. I want you to keep talking to that person in the mirror saying, you know what? The holidays are coming. Guess what? I'm going to call my new virtual friend, my new best friend, C. Maria, because she's crazy. She'll probably have me dying laughing. You know, usually I'll have people, and by the time we're done talking, they are in tears, not because they are depressed or hurt, but because they're dying laughing. Because once I get done telling them about my life, and then somehow you all always manage to say something, and all of a sudden I'm like, say what? I just feel so used sometimes. But the same person that you hear right here or you see on my shows and wherever, or you hear me at a speaking engagement, I am the same person 24/7, 365. When I don't want to be bothered, trust me, I don't want to be bothered. And I'll let you know. This is the quiet time, first one. Think about it. What are you ready to change? Send me. Matter of fact, send me your hopes and dreams for the new year. Tell me what your concerns are for the new year. Everything is still up in the air with this presidential election. We don't know what we're going to wake up to after the elections are over. We have no clue. And if so many people think, oh, no, it's never going to happen, you know what? Never say never. Never, ever say never. So I want you to remember these words. Remember what I said about you being a precious commodity on this earth, a precious gem. I need you to understand it. I need you to prepare to get rid of those shackles, to let those anchors go, to let yourself soar, because you have been hungry for that flight for so long. It is time for you to spread your wings and fly. It is time for you to spread your wings and fly. So before we go, as always, I've loved doing this extended version of the Sunday Morning Inspiration. Remember, our inspirations for this week are 1 Corinthians 15:33. Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. That's a powerful one. That is so powerful. All it takes is that one time. And, you know, even for me, all it took was that one bad marriage, to marry that one bad bum. And it changed my life totally. I am a firm believer that everything that happens to us in life influences what happens next. Had I not married my now ex-husband, I would not be here with you right now. I wouldn't be here with all of my friends and family who listen over on the Armed Forces Radio Network. They never would have found me. They never would have invited me to join their family. My son is Air Force, so I want you all to know my brother was Marines. My father was Army. Long, long history of military people in this family. Long history of strong women in this family. They may have had their faults, but they were strong. I know what it's like to walk this journey alone. I know what it's like to have two parents living on this earth and not feel love from either one, for whatever reasons. I know what it's like to have people who you're connected to by DNA and still feel like you have no family at all. So when you talk about being alone during the holiday seasons, you know, a few months ago before I started school, and I got why God did what he did, because he had to prepare me for this leg of my journey. But my grandchildren were in town, and my mother kept them from me. My son and his wife dropped them off with my mother, and she kept them from me. If I had 3 minutes when she finally showed up at my front door after 8 at night, if I had 3 minutes with my babies, and I cried and I cried and I cried, and she sent me some, you know, self-absorbed message and text days after they had left, and I showed it to a few close friends, and they were like, why would she even say that? I said, that's what she does. Yeah, and this is my breakthrough for the new year. Each year, I'm getting better about talking about the life that I had to endure, and the person that nobody wants to recognize may very well exist. My family would rather throw their heads in the sand instead of thinking about, wow, maybe there was really something wrong. That's very disappointing and hurtful. But I have come to the realization that I will go to my grave with that. My mother managed to destroy everything in my life, anything that I had. She told me years ago that my own child was hers, and she would do whatever she wanted. But it's all good. I'm on a different path now. And I hope that my babies know that I love them. And my son, even though we have a strained relationship, and I hope that now he knows that what he thought was to be true was not true at all. I love my family, and I would do anything for my son and my grandchildren and my stepdaughter and my daughter-in-law. I would still do anything for them, but I won't be disrespected. But if they needed me, I would be there. So last month, you know, I made my exodus. One of my family members who I adore greatly had their retirement party, and I knew that that would be my exodus. I need to make a clean break. And then, of course, dear old mom didn't tell me that we had reserved seating until after the fact, like she's done my entire life. Because when I had walked into the establishment, I said, was there open seating or assigned? And I was told that there was open seating. And I met someone, and we talked in a group of people. We had a good time sitting together. I had no idea that we were supposed to be together because my mother had not informed me other yet again. But I didn't even care anymore. It doesn't even hurt anymore. So this whole journey between now and the end of the year, I'll be sharing bits and pieces to let you know, yeah, I know what it's like to be alone. I know what it's like, but I refuse anymore to feel lonely. Although there are times when I walk into my home and I can hear the silence, my mind off of that. So we're going to keep walking, and we're going to keep moving towards this thing called freedom and this thing called your new life and your new attitude and altitude. So until next time, if you want to send us a message, I already gave you our contact information. You can also write to us at Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. If you want to join us on social media over on Google Plus, look for the Relationship Recovery Group. That's my worldwide coaching group there. And over on Facebook, Focus Females Global. That's our professional group for mentors, mentees, coaches, counselors, therapists, and more. And, of course, Focus, Females Offering Clarity, Unity, and Success. That is our urban group where almost anything goes, any topic, any discussion within reason and respect. So, again, 202-618-2556. Love to hear from you. As always, I pray each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. And I pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. And I pray you enough smiles to turn the frowns you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be at your door and coming your way from this very moment and beyond. So until next time, I'm C. Maria Wall, reminding each and every one of you to continue to pay it and pray it forward. So until next time, be well, be blessed. I will see you this coming Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time for the Focus Females Global Chat Cafe, where our continuing topic on Attitude and Attitude series will be Addicted. So until then, be well, be blessed. I will see you soon. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way they gotta love me. Oh.